Great morning to you. Great week. Yep, it's the start of the new week. It's the middle of the month of June, and I believe that you are excited. I believe it's a great day. So hey, welcome to a new day, welcome to a new week. All right, great things abound for you this week. Yep, great things abound for you this week. Great favor is yours. You know, you will see opportunities and you will maximize them. You will see opportunities. You will maximize them. You will enjoy the precious leading of the Holy Spirit. You know, the leadings of the precious Holy Spirit. You will enjoy that so much this week. Praise God. Praise God. You are welcome to the Morning Faith Boost. Your Morning Faith Boost. Our Morning Faith Boost. The Morning Energizer. Morning Inspiration. So good to know you're always there. I'm here. You know, just so we hang out with God's word and just let it bless us. Bless us. You know, bless us so much. And this week, I'm excited. Yay. We are talking about the person of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit, God's gift to us. Yes, this is God's precious gift, God's great gift to every one of us. And our lives aren't meant to be the same with Him around us. Never, ever, ever, ever. Ever the same. So, are you ready? Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God. You know, there's at least something that every one of us knows about the Holy Ghost, just something. You know, so this week I believe that it will be more than just that something that it is that we all know. And then we'll, you know some more and be encouraged to fellowship with Him a lot more. And to engage His ministry a lot more, all right? Much more, all right? So, he's awesome. He is awesome. Super, super awesome. Glory to God. You know, and one of the things we all just know about the Holy Ghost is, hey, you know, third person of the Godhead, all right? He is. Yeah, I know He is. He is. Praise God. So, we need to... ask ourselves, so who is this mighty Spirit of God? Amen. So let's go straight into John. All right. John chapter 14. Jesus talked about him in John 14. All right. So what Jesus began to say in John 14 spanned into John 15, John 16, John 17. All those chapters, it was still Jesus saying something, as in something. He was still talking. It was just one straight talk. All right. So just in case you get to read John and then pick a chapter per day, remind yourself that everything I'm reading here right now is one straight talk. Jesus just kept on going and kept on going and kept on going. And then when it was done, he said to them, all right, so let us go. All right, so because we look at the 18th chapter, all right, the first verse says, so when he was done talking, so he had been talking from John 14. So there's this mindset with which you could look at it. He was about leaving, so these were like his final statements, according to the writings of John. These were his final statements. And you know that when someone is about to leave, the things he gets to say at that point, all right, are super important, are things that he would have either wanted to say, he still couldn't say much of, or he now needs to say, all right, some for the record, some, you know, these are the final statements. Oh, glory to God. So when Jesus is saying this, all right, so let's quickly just jump in and listen. So in John 14 and 16, Jesus said, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, but it sees, because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you, all right, and shall be in you. So a lot to pick up from this one verse alone, all right? Or should I say two verses now? I will pray the Father, he will give to you another comforter. So he calls him a comforter. A comforter, and the Amplified helps us with a sevenfold meaning of the word that is used here, the Greek word. So King James comes with comforter, you see helper. All right, so those are two major ones that, you know, a number of Bible translations or versions get to use. All right, and then the Amplified just amplifies it. We'll get into that, all right? And then you find, you know, helper, strengthener, advocate. You know, Amplified just amplifies it, you know, and then, but he says, this person is a comforter. We say comforter, helper. So do you need help? Do you need help? All right, because we're not just, like I said at the beginning, we're going to know more about him and then learn to maximize his ministry. Do you need help? If the answer is yes, I do, we've got a helper. All right, so you and I this week are going to learn more on how to yield to his help, how to take advantage more and more of his help. But even today, right now, thank you, Father, because we enjoy the help of your Spirit. He's here to help us. His name is Helper. It means he's more committed to helping us than we might even be to receive help. Thank you, therefore, because we have the help of the Spirit. We enjoy the help of the Spirit. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you as Helper. Helper in our lives. Helper in our daily endeavors. All right? Helper. You are our helper. And we thank you. We acknowledge you as Helper. And we just lean on you, all right? We give you right of way. We lean on you. So we know we enjoy victory today. We know that we enjoy victory this week, the rest of the year, the rest of our lives, because we grow in our consciousness of you in our lives, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Anybody out there saying, yes, I'm helped. I've got help. I've got help. I've got help. I've got help. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So Jesus is saying, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, and he will abide with you forever. All right. It means the Holy Ghost goes nowhere. He's with you. He's with you through the thick and the thin, and thin through the twist and the turns. He's with you, the ups and the downs. He's with you, good days, bad days, sad days. He's with you to help you, to encourage you, to comfort you, to strengthen you, all right? So 17 again says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. right? The world would have to receive Jesus. Now, they can receive Jesus still without the help of the Holy Ghost, all right? But the world would need to. We don't preach the Holy Ghost, all right? We preach Jesus, if you get that. Right? In John 16, Jesus said the Holy Ghost will come to glorify him. So we preach Jesus to people. Now, we minister that by the Holy Ghost. We could, you know, perform miracles upon, all right, non-believers in Christ Jesus. That's all by the Holy Ghost. But we minister to them Jesus. We preach to them that Jesus did this miracle. All right. So having known Jesus, it's easier for them to be acquainted with the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. So, you know, even the Spirit of Truth. So he calls him another name, Spirit of Truth. So is he guiding you? Are you aware of something he's telling you to do? Remind yourself, he's not the spirit of error. He won't push me into error. He won't push me into falsehood. He is the Spirit of Truth. Guys, he is your Spirit of Truth. He's there to lead you. So what's that impulse you get? I know, you know, we have a lot of those moments where could it be? Could it not be? Am I sure? Am I not sure? Could it be? Could it not be? And then we jump up around like that. But just take a moment, pray in tongues. Take a moment, be quiet, or take a moment and just worship. Worship and allow your spirit to allow his voice or have his voice heard. Your spirit is picking a direction, all right? So get yourself into that right mood and then listen better. Then you'll be a bit more clearer. So we'll still learn this as the week goes on, all right? So even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive because the world sees him not, neither is the, can the world, does the world know him? They are not aware of him, but you know him, right? Because he is with you and will be in you, all right? So I've always thought, so at this point, I'll continue my notes and then come back here. So I've always thought that the Holy Ghost, you know, we get to say that our dispensation is dispensation of the Holy Spirit. And yes, I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying, some say it and almost make it sound like he just came now. No, he didn't. He was the one here, all right, in Genesis chapter 1. Bible says that, you know, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, darkness upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. So that's him, right, from the very, 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 very beginning. So that was him. He was here at creation, right? It was the first, as it were, of the Godhead to be mentioned. All right. Yes, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, but the word God there, Bible scholars tell us that it's plural. All right. So the Godhead in that, if I just say that simply to you, listening. So the Spirit of God. All right. We see him first and then we see God said. So we know from John 1, that was the word, you know, and then of course, but we know, hey, then God said, all right, you know, and then God said, let us make man and all of that. So, but the point is, you know, he's not new. He's always been here. You remember that God told him that he grieved his Holy Spirit in the wilderness? That was him. No miracle could ever be performed. Nobody could ever be anointed. Nothing could ever be done without the Spirit of God. Nothing, guys. Absolutely nothing. No Elijah, no Elisha, no Samson. No Joseph could interpret any dream or have dreams. No, nothing, guys, without the Holy Ghost. He's like the executor, the chief execution, right? He's the power of God. He's the finger of God. You know, he is. He's mighty. He was the one who, you know, had to blast, you know, the Red Sea, you know, from his nostrils. He just blew in and then phew, the whole thing went off. If you get the point, that's the Holy Spirit. And I like the fact that Jesus said here, you know, in the 17th verse, that for he dwells with you and will be in you. So they might wonder, oh, has he been with us? The answer is yes. You know, how come? Because he was with Jesus and in Jesus. So that's how he could be with them. So every day they had the Holy Ghost with them. Don't forget Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Jesus went about doing good. So the Holy Ghost was real and active in the life and ministry of Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost was real, as in guys, super real. Super real, super, super real. So we see that Jesus could do nothing of the Holy Ghost. When Jesus was going to be born, all right, the angel said to Mary, that the Holy Ghost will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Guys, I'm going this route, I believe, because the Spirit of God wants you to understand the importance. There are many things many of us have done on our own in our strength and wisdom. And yes, God gave you the strength and he gave you the wisdom. So use them. But he didn't give you the strength and the wisdom, so you function without him like it doesn't exist. You know, almost like when you're done, then go and ask him, Lord, how far? All right? No, he wants you to roll with him. And if you notice the words of Jesus, especially in the Gospel of John, he kept saying, my Father is with me, my Father never leaves me, my Father is with me, my Father is always... You know, so that consciousness of a togetherness, that consciousness of a oneness is what he craves for. And I trust that this week would help us a lot with that. That consciousness of a union. That's what he craves for. That's what he wants. So Jesus said he's always been with you. Jesus couldn't be born without him. When Jesus was baptized by John, all right, he was filled with the Holy Ghost. All right, by Luke 4, he said he's anointed of the Holy Ghost. Acts 10 again tells us he went about, you know, by the Holy Ghost. And then, hey, he offered of himself. Hebrews teaches us by the Holy Ghost. And Romans 8:11 also tells us he was resurrected by the Holy Ghost, Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead. And of course, he ascended also by supernatural power of the Spirit. So everything Jesus did. And then he left again telling them, tarry in Jerusalem till you're endued with power from on high. As in like, guys, I couldn't do anything without him. You cannot do anything without him. So you say, well, yeah, they can't preach without him. How could they? But beyond preaching in Acts chapter 6, they wanted to pick deacons, guys who would administer, all right, the daily distribution of food. And they said, pick amongst you 7 men of honest report filled with the Spirit. And this is something that, you know, I guess a whole lot of us, myself inclusive, could be, what now, guilty of? Just people to pick tables. And they said, honest report filled with the Spirit. I mean, for them, you know, the book of Acts was not Acts of the Apostles. It seems more like the Acts of the Holy Ghost. They just continued in that consciousness of the Spirit. That Spirit walk, that Spirit daily activity, Spirit daily life. So for you right here listening to me, all right, that consciousness of the Holy Ghost in everything you do. All right, does it mean, okay, Holy Spirit, should I put my car? No, don't put your car. Okay. Holy Spirit, do I go to work? No, don't go to work. All right, should I, you know, take a piece of bread or, you know, take, it doesn't have to be, you know, dramatic or seemingly spooky. No. Now, there are times when the Holy Ghost could tell you, don't wear that, wear this. Yeah. You know, he could do, you know, some seem to say he does that more often than not. But hey, I know he gives us will and the right to choose, so choose. But yet again, I also know he knows who you might meet during your day. And he knows all where you might end up that you didn't know you were going to end up. And he says, don't wear that, wear this one. And then you come back and like, oh my goodness, thank God I wore that. Why? Oh, I stumbled across and met and then someone introduced me to and then, oh dear Lord, I'm glad I wasn't looking the way, you know, so he knows that. So, no, don't wear that. All right, he knows maybe your shoe might cut during the day. You know, he's weak. He knew. And then he says, don't wear that. Wear this other one. Wear this other one. He's real. He's not just interested in, have you talked in tongues? You didn't talk to me? No, you're not serious. Come back later. No, it's a relationship. It's a relationship. All right. And then the 18th verse, Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I won't leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Allow me, all right, at least, maybe the Amplified, please, at least the Amplified. I just want you to just see for the sake of someone, all right? Some of you might have heard the teachings and then, you know, your brain easily, your mind could just run through, this is what they're saying, this, and that, and I know, and I know, and I know. So let's allow me. The Amplified Classic quickly. And Jesus, all right, but not just because of the names of the Spirit, but something he said in that 18 verse we just read. But I'll just read from 16 quickly. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and stand by, all right? That he may remain with you forever. Forever, guys, means forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. They cannot welcome him. They cannot take him to heart. The word welcome there, or at least initial reception. Okay, so because I do not subscribe to believers every morning or every day saying, Holy Spirit, you're welcome. Or when you want to start church service, you say, let's welcome the Holy Ghost. Because he will never leave you. Jesus said he will remain with you forever. So you don't welcome, I can't be with you, or you can't be with me, all right, like 5 days and like 30 minutes of each day or 3 hours of each day, I say you're welcome. You'd almost like ask me, so where did I go? Where have I been? I've always been here. So like I intentionally used, you know, earlier in the broadcast, you could acknowledge his ministry. You could acknowledge his presence because he's always with you, always with you. He goes nowhere, okay? Always with you. So we see here, all right, the 17th verse, the Spirit of truth again, whom the world cannot receive. Welcome, take to heart, because it does not see him or know and recognize him, but you know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and he will be with you. So this again is showing a lot more. He lives with you constantly. He's always been around. He's not a newbie. All right. He's always just been around. So verse 18, this is why I picked the Amplified this morning. And I will not leave you as orphans. Amplified. If you have it, please check it again on your own. Amplified Classic, that is, AMPC. I will not leave you as orphans, comfortless, desolate, bereaved, forlorn, helpless. I'm not leaving you that way. Right? Because I was talking to people in front of him who had been with him for over 3 years, and he says, I've got to go. And they're like, no. Like, no, no, no. And he says, I'll come back. All right. Yes, he came back physically after resurrection, but they knew better because by the time they got the Holy Ghost, this is what he said. He will be here. I'm going. And I want you to see this. I will not leave you. Please get this 18th verse. I will not leave you as orphans. Are you there listening right now? And you feel so abandoned. You feel orphaned. You feel like nobody's with me. Nobody. All right. I'm just alone. You are not alone. He said, I will not leave you helpless. I'll read again. I will not leave you as orphans. I won't leave you comfortless. I won't. But I'm not getting comfort. I feel alone many times because we're looking to men. You're looking to draw the comfort from men. Yes, he can use men, but you don't focus on the men. Yeah, you could reach out. I'm sure you should have friends in your circle, people to talk to. You should, please. You should have, you know. But I'm saying don't put the burden, don't put the work on the Holy Ghost on them. Allow them do what they have. And I mean, you should have a company. In Acts 4, Peter and John went to their company. They didn't say, well, we'll have the Holy Ghost. And they went back to their people, all right? Their company, their clan, as it were. So you have your people. And then you talk to your, oh, this is what's up. This is what I need to agree with me in prayer for. And this is what's up. And this is what's up. So I will not leave you as orphans, all right? So he goes to say there that I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you desolate, like an abandoned building. I won't leave you that way. No. And I'm taking this so you see, I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you desolate. I will not leave you bereaved, forlorn, helpless. I will come back to you. Now in John 16, all right, so that they could get it a lot more, all right, Jesus had to keep trying to explain to them. I'll switch quickly to NLT. So John 16, you know, from 7, it said, but in fact, it is best for you that I go away. Because if I do not go, the advocate will not come. If I do not go, then I will not send him to you. So this is Jesus trying to say he's important. I've got to go for him to come. Now, he couldn't come without them getting born again. Now, there are two teachings on, okay, after Jesus' resurrection, when Jesus blew on them and said, receive you the Holy Ghost, that's when they got born again. And then they finally got filled with the Holy Ghost in Acts 2. And then some teach, no, they got born again and filled with the Holy Ghost in Acts 2. Well, either of both. But I want us to see Ezekiel 36, right? Ezekiel 36, And then the 25th verse of Ezekiel 36, God here makes a promise. Now, it's a dual prophecy in that he has to do directly, right? We bring him back Israel as they're scattered all over the world to their nation. But yet again, he has to do, well, you see it. So Ezekiel 36, let's speak from 25. Ezekiel, so then he says, I will sprinkle clean water on you and you will be clean. I will sprinkle clean water on you. You will be clean. All right. From all your filthiness and from all your idols, I will cleanse you. 26, a new heart will I give to you. A new spirit will I put within you. So take note, a new heart, a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. All right. And I will put my spirit, 27 now, I'll put my spirit within you and make you walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. You will keep my judgments and do them. So God is saying to them here what he's going to do. So this is what has happened to you. You became a new creature and you were able to receive the Holy Ghost. Remember the words of Jesus, all right, that he cannot put new wine into old wine bags. He has to put a new wine into the new wine skin. The old wine bags cannot retain the new wine. So the Holy Ghost cannot be put into anyone who is not a new creature. So that's why no matter how anointed men were in the Old Testament, the Holy Ghost could be upon them, not within them. So you and I have this grace, this privilege to have resident within us the precious Holy Ghost. I know we know it, but I'm going to encourage us this week, if you can, set out time, 10 minutes. I know you can. Please hear me. 10 minutes. And if all you want to do is, greater is he that is in me. If all you want to do, that's 1 John 4:4. If all you want to do is 1 Corinthians 3:16, I'm the temple of God. The Spirit of God lives in me. I am the temple of God. The Spirit of God lives in me. I am the temple of God. The Spirit of God lives in me. What am I doing? I'm asking to meditate 10 minutes, if you can, this week. I beg you, please set time. You might quickly just note it somewhere. 10 minutes meditation. Or you want to say 15 minutes meditation. You want to say 25 minutes meditation. Maybe we should do a mix, all right, of that 1 Corinthians 3:16 and then the 1 John 4:4. All right, so I am the temple of God. The Spirit of God lives in me, and he is the greater one, greater than anything I face this week. Greater. Did you get that? I am the temple of God. I am the temple of God. And then you could mention him. I, Larry, I am the temple of God. I play around with words when I'm meditating. I am. Glory to God. I am the temple of God. Because we all have this head knowledge. You know, we all know, all right, mentally agree that, hey, the Holy Ghost lives in me. Yes now. And we all agree. But we all intentionally, we all have got to, it has to become a clear revelation. So 10 minutes, all right, minimum. Can we do that this week? All right, thank you. I am the temple of God. The Spirit of God lives in me. I am the temple of God. The Spirit of God lives in me. I am the temple of God. The Spirit of God lives in me, and he's the greater one. The one in me, living in me, the Spirit of God living in me, he's the greater one. So you don't just say, you know, robotically, you know. No, as you say, you might emphasize one word more this time. The next time you say, you might emphasize this other word more. Or one phrase just gets repeated for the next 10 times. And then another phrase, Spirit of God lives in me. The Spirit of God lives in me. And you feel like, stay there for a while. And then keep saying it. Spirit of God lives in me. Spirit of God lives in me. Then maybe some other time you're saying it, it's the greater one is in me. The greater one is in me. I'm the temple of God. Spirit of God lives in me. And he's the greater one. So that's all I'm going to say. No, as you keep saying it, don't be too stylish and too creative and lose the point. But I am the temple of God. The Spirit of God lives in me. He is a greater one. He's greater than anything and everything I face. So sickness, disease, apply. Because I want and I believe God, you know, much more will have this series to be application, not just, oh, he says something about the Holy Ghost. No. And don't forget, he abides with you forever. Guys, the Holy Spirit is more real than anybody around us. All right. The more we grow in our thoughts and our meditations, we would enjoy that reality of the Spirit. Okay. So I believe this is a basic introduction of his ministry. This is God's gift to us. You saw Jesus say that. All right. I will send you the helper. Guys, the helper is here, and greater is the helper we've got from God than anything in the business, in career, in marriage, in ministry, in anything we're going to face. He's the helper. He's the counselor. And greater is his counsel than anything. And his counsel will solve all things. All right? So blessings. Just stay conscious of the ministry of the Holy Ghost in and through you today. And then I'll see you tomorrow. All right? So have a beautiful, beautiful day.